Okay, and what we got here is I'll start with a prayer, and then Gil, if you would follow Jack, and then I'll leave it open to anybody that would like to say add their prayer to it, and then Richard, of course, if you'd be our cleanup hitter and kind of finish it all off, I deeply appreciate that.
Okay. Heavenly Father, release your warrior angels to protect us of Strike Force of Prayer from any distraction or influence or harm from the enemy. Let your protective arm cover us as we pray to you. Deafen the ears and blind the eyes of the enemy in seeing or hearing what we are bringing before you. May our words be plain before you. We come before you with hearts made pure through the blood of your Son, Yeshua the Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father, for listening to our prayers and answering them even before we finish our prayer time together, as we are one in unity of mind and heart and will. Father, we come to you in repentance for our sins of disobedience to your teachings and commands, for living out your sacred plan. Forgive us for our lack of courage to be a witness to the truth. Now, Father, as we recognize our weaknesses and fear, fill us through the power of the Holy Spirit with a new boldness and courage in the line of fire with the enemy. Now we declare and decree, light overpowers darkness. Love always wins. Faith overcomes fear. Hope smashes doubt. We are victorious because we are covered by the sacred blood of your Son. Father, today we intercede for special warriors that are in the line of fire, for those we call whistleblowers who reveal the truth of the corruption found in the government, the church, the workplace, our educational and judicial institutions. May their voice inspire us to defend and protect them and encourage them in thanksgiving for their sacrifice to reveal the truth. We pray and intercede for all those we call our street fighters, men and women who stand in our streets to protect the unborn and turn back the tide of death towards life. People like Rusty Thomas, Coach Dave Dobenmeyer, Father Frank Provone, Alvida King, and others. We stand as a protective shield to cover them as they are willing to stand in the crowd in front of those who promote death. These brave men and women stand to speak your word against abortion, homosexuality, all perversion of sexuality, and all forms of bigotry and shame and the curses that are put on our nation. That they will have courage and wisdom to stand and shout your word to those who are listening and who are deaf, dumb, and blind to the truth. Father, protect the good men and women who follow their calling into the military and law enforcement. Give them courage in the line of fire as they defend our country on foreign soil or in our own streets of America. Let them have wisdom from the Holy Spirit to discern the right course of action in battle, to defeat the enemy like ISIS or North Korea, or the righteous acts of disobedience in our cities like Charlottesville, Chicago, Baltimore, and other strongholds of the enemy. Bless them for their being willing to protect us as they stand in the line of fire. Father, protect our youth, that they will rise up to be a voice of truth for our nation and our future. Reveal to them what you planted in their hearts to follow your Son Jesus, that they are able to make the future bright by taking the mantle of our fathers and mothers as defenders of the faith and truth. Thank you for the gift of children and all that is sacred in the family. Protect all who have raised up a banner to defend and protect the family as you ordained it to be. Father, we are grateful and thankful for the victories we have in our hands. Your Son has already overcome the world, and you have given us the Spirit who strengthens us to face the hate, the mockery, the discouragement, the failures, the curses, and all forms of corruption. We have confidence in you, Father, so we walk by faith and not by sight. To be like your children in the past, who are shining examples to walk through the line of fire, to realize that the fire refines us and makes us precious gold in your hands. We are grateful and thankful as your obedient children, destined to walk in divine health and divine blessings. And Lord, we also bring to you the members of our Strike Force of Prayer crew, our warriors, for Cindy Hazleton, for Sandy Humphrey's friend Millie, and especially for Larry Nichols, who is dealing with his health issues. We bring divine health, Lord, over all of our members, all of our warriors, and we thank you for that grace. We make our prayer in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen.
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 Heavenly Father, we come before you today as your sons and daughters in Christ Jesus, as heirs to your covenant and to the kingdom. First, we come before you as your humble servants. We know that we're imperfect in our present form here on earth. We know that we fail on occasion and transgress through sin. We come before you now and ask for your forgiveness, and more importantly, knowing that you have forgiven us by the grace that you have shown through Christ Jesus and the salvation that we have received by that grace, by his works on the cross. Nonetheless, we look for each of us to inwardly examine ourselves in retrospect, to repent of any shortcomings that we have. We ask this, Lord, for all of us who are willing to take up the cross and to move forward, because it is by faith, by pure faith, that we have victory. And anything that has soiled our garments, that have caused us to be unclean, even though it is something that we regret, we must acknowledge and we must repent. And so at this point, Lord, humble us if we have pride. Humble us in a way that we could be more effective and better listeners to that still voice of the Holy Spirit, because this is a spiritual war and it's a spiritual battle. Heavenly Father, thank you for all the blessings that you have bestowed upon your people. You have taught us through the generations that you will always remain true, that your word is a foundation for all that is good. And you have shown us through various examples of believers who follow you through faith and have accomplished what your will desires and intends for this kingdom. Just as David stood there in front of Goliath with the armies of the tribes of Abraham behind him, not one stood forth but David. And he came forward in faith to defeat the abomination that is Goliath. Heavenly Father, we ask you now that your Holy Spirit touch us with that courage in the line of fire, as David demonstrated with his boldness to go forth, knowing that in his faith in you, Lord, all things are possible and that your will indeed will be done. So we come before you now as servants, Lord, and we pray that those who are moving forward in faith to serve and to be your presence here in this earth, in this present domain, that you give them courage, that you give them fortitude, but most importantly, you gird their loins with faith and give them the armor that you have given us in your word. Heavenly Father, as we go forward, we pray for all of those who are anointed by you to be in positions of authority. Pray for our President, Donald Trump. and for all who support his will to clean out the corruption that is in our government today. The disrespect for positions that have been established for the benefit of our nation and for the good, Lord. We are seeing it now today as is being revealed in these times, as you have told us in your word, that the gray areas are becoming fewer and the lines are being drawn. Lord, we ask that those who stand with you, who are believers, that you are the true God, that you are God and the creator of all, who are fighting the deceiver, and those who are held in that deception, Lord, that you strengthen them and you give them courage to move forward, courage to reject orders that are unethical, immoral, and evil. Heavenly Father, give us strength to fight the treason that is so abundant in both the physical and the spiritual realm. The treason that is battling against the truth and your word. The treason that is battling to corrupt our society, our nation, and those who are disloyal to the truth, and those who have refused to accept the truth and acknowledge what is right. Heavenly Father, I pray especially for those like Jay Sokolow and others, Judicial Watch, who are now picking up the battle against one of the most corrupt institutions we have within our judicial system, because the enemy has captured that institution, an institution that you have set in your plan to be righteous, but has since been corrupted by the evil of men and the enemy. Expose the corruption, Lord. Give them the courage to move forward, because it is in our judicial system that they have legislated immorality, and that is where the battle lines are very clearly drawn. It is by the courts that we are now legally able to slaughter millions of the unborn. It is by the courts that we have created an abomination to your natural order of the family and marriage. It is by the courts that we have seen rebellion to the laws of this land. Heavenly Father, that is where the enemy has a stronghold, and we ask that we tear that stronghold down. Rain down your forces, legions of angels, to bind the evil that has infiltrated that institution and expose the corruption, and bind all those who are there today in positions of authority, whether on the bench or within the system, at the state level, at the county level, at the federal level, so that their acts of rebellion against the truth, against justice, against morality, against your law, Heavenly Father, that they be bound and they be exposed and removed. Heavenly Father, we also pray for all the street fighters that are out there right now who are working diligently at the harvest to expose the truth, to awaken those who have fallen into slumber, spiritual slumber, and to bring your gospel to the world. Lord, we know that in your plan that you have numbered our days, but we know not how many those are. So I ask now that you send your believers out with a sense of urgency, Lord, and in their hearts, joy in the efforts that they are going to put forth to reveal your gospel to the lost and to establish your kingdom here and await your coming in the reign of glory. Heavenly Father, thank you for this fellowship. Thank you for our prayer group here. And we also thank you for all of the other prayer groups around our nation and around the world. It is by prayer that we bring forth power of the Spirit. Remind us also that by prayer we feed ourselves spiritually, but at the end we must go forth and battle in the physical realm. And that is where, Lord, we ask again that you give each of us courage through faith to achieve what we know has already been won, but we need to make that manifest in this present domain, which is under the rule of the principality of evil and darkness. But we know, Lord, that you have given us the authority through Christ to take on these domains and have given us the victory. So we now go forward in faith and in the Spirit to do your will, Lord. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for all that you have given us. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Heavenly Father, I join with everyone on this call, Lord, in unity. And Father, we belong to the Lord Jesus Christ, and Christ purchased us with his blood. And Father, today we're praying about courage in the line of fire. Could you see any more courage than what Jesus did, Lord, in the line of fire? More courage and inspiration than is imaginable. And Father, we just praise you and thank you for the sacrifice that you put in place relating to Jesus. Father, we just ask that you would give us courage in the line of fire here, every single member on this call, and to speak the truth. Give us courage to speak the truth. And Lord, give us the ability to communicate with people, to speak the truth, but to do it in love. And Father, that's a difficult thing to do. Speaking the truth is easier, but speaking it in love, Lord, we know it's not so easy. But Father, just lead and guide each and every person on this call to be able to do that. Encourage them in their daily walk and their daily life in unity, knowing that all of us on this call are behind them and praying for them as blood brothers and blood sisters in Christ. Heavenly Father, we just continue to pray for North Korea, the issues that are confronted there in the situation, Lord, that you would tear down that regime and that it would no longer be a threat. Just give President Trump supernatural ability to think it through and decision-making to determine what action should occur there. And, Lord, we just ask that you send your holy warring angels to tear down that regime and put in a peaceful organization of leaders that will look kindly and better toward the United States. Father, we also pray for President Trump and the Senate and Congress. Father, but specifically on President Trump, we want to ask you to give him divine protection, divine energy, divine health. And Father, just take the obstacles away. Let him be able to drain the swamp as he's starting to do, Lord. Don't let these evil angels and other powers and principalities be able to stop it and create obstacles. Father, we just ask in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you send holy angels to tear down those strongholds wherever they may be, in the court system, in the FBI, the CIA, wherever, Lord. And that great and righteous people will rise up, Lord, and will become whistleblowers and reveal the truth, Lord, to reveal not only the truth about the government, but your truth, Lord, on what is going on, and that we would have the power and authority then to go and pray about that, Lord, and to help in the teardown of that. Father, we just pray for Larry Nichols and Mark Taylor, who are a part of the Strike Force of Prayer, Lord, that you would give them divine protection and energy and help. Lead and guide them, Lord, to speak and share the messages that need to be shared with all of America. Father, we just ask that we as Strike Force of Prayer create a prayer shield for them and for every single person on this call and for those that will come and be a part of this. Father, we just call on what you have said in Psalm 91, that nothing will touch them. They'll be under your wings. And Father, we just ask that you unleash your heavenly battle plans And Father, we know that we don't need to know everything, Lord, but it would be nice if we could get a hint, Lord, so that we can be encouraged to do those things that you would have us to do on a day-to-day basis to further your kingdom and to move everything forward with your will and your intent, God. Father, we just ask that you raise up true believers in Christ to join in the Strike Force of Prayer and other prayer groups around the country, wherever they may be, Lord, to do those things that you, and say those prayers, Lord, that need to be prayed. Father, you are Almighty God. You are the victor. You've already won this thing, Lord. And Father, we just want to do those things that you would have us do. Oh, great Father, we just ask that you protect and help Michael as he leads the Strike Force of Prayer. And Father, I just pray for every single one of the people that are on this call, Lord, that you will give them divine protection, divine energy, clarity of thinking. And Lord, give them courage. Send the Holy Spirit, Lord, to give them comfort in every single thing they do. Father, we just come to you again in unity on all of these issues that are confronting us, Lord. Father, thank you for being the great God that you are. We praise you and praise you. We make these requests to you in the name, power, and authority of the one true Messiah, Mashiach, Yeshua, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
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 Anybody else would like to add a prayer? There's time here for
you. Yes, please. Yes, please. My name is Jennifer Rivera. I'm calling from Pennsylvania. In reference to Luke 6:27, but to those of you who will listen, I say, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you. I want to do a radical prayer request, please, if that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm asking that God will fill the heart, the body, the mind, the soul, the home, families, and the followers of those that are doing harm, such as, you know, the pedophilias, the Satanists, the corrupt politicians, the CIA, anyone that is in the way of God's divine plan. And I want them to be filled with love and the Holy Spirit, so much so that it's uncomfortable for them. You know, like being filled up with the Holy Spirit so much that it's kind of like, I don't know, like the Wizard of Oz when the witch melts because, you know, it was too much for them. And it was just a simple thing of water. I would like to pray for all of them to be filled up so much so that we decrease the number of the enemy because they're so filled with the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
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 I'll jump in for a minute. Michael, I came in late.
That's okay.
It's Melissa. Okay. Lord, I just want to come before you, Father, and we just thank you for the ones that you're raising up right now to take leadership positions. Father, we ask that you give them courage in the line of fire. We ask that you give them the ability to be encouraged, even in the midst, Lord, of intense warfare or intense hostility towards them. Lord, I know that the times are very critical for people that are coming into your kingdom, especially those in other countries, Lord, that are finding you, Father. They face much worse consequences in some cases than what we are facing here, Lord. And I just want to pray for backup for those, Lord, that are feeling like they're losing things, Lord, by coming to you. That's what it feels like sometimes, Lord. And I just pray that you give them courage in that battle, Lord, that you help them to take heart and know that that's the best choice they could have ever made was to choose you. And I pray that you just give them strategies, Lord, on how to live their life in front of those that are against their beliefs, against them finding you, Father God. Change those hearts, Father God, of the wicked. Point their hearts back to the Lord, Lord. Many of them have heard about you. Many of them know you. Many of them have been taught about you, Lord, and they have abandoned their faith. And I ask that you would have mercy on them, Lord, and I ask that you would reach out to that part and that you would draw them back to you, Father God, and that we would start seeing an increase in believers, Lord, not fake Christians, but people that are truly coming to you, Lord, and truly believing your word. And I just pray that you would give them all courage, Father. We're all fighting a battle. Some are called to higher levels. Some are called to step up from where their families have been. Everybody's gaining a promotion right now, Lord, and it seems like that's uncharted territory for many people. So I pray, Father God, that as you call them up and you put them in other positions, Lord, that you would ready them to be able to handle that, and that you put people in their lives, Lord, that can help encourage them and sustain them, Lord, in that move. They need to be prepared for what's coming. They need to be prepared for the move up, the ladder, Lord. Even coming to Christ is a promotion. And so I ask that you help us to be able to navigate through that and be able to witness to those that are in a new place, Lord, where they don't know how to navigate that, Lord. Put people around them that do know how to navigate that. And give us a desire, Father, to pull people out of poverty, to break off these the lack of understanding and the lack of means to survive. Father, let this be a new day that we are going to learn how to thrive, and we're going to build each other up, Lord, in how to do that, Father. Each one of us have so many talents that we all need. We need each other, Lord, and we need to build each other up and watch them fly. So I pray that you would just help us to be able to do that, that we would help fill each other's love tanks, so to speak, Lord. Help us to honor each other again, Lord, in our country, and to recognize that each one of us has something unique to give, and it is very important. Even the unborn, Lord, you have a purpose for their life, and we ask that you would change that in our country, that these children would be given an opportunity to be alive, Lord, that you would do something in our situation here in our country, Lord, where we would no longer feel that it's legal to kill them off. Father, I welcome them, and we ask that you do something there and that you turn that around. We just pray this stuff in Jesus' name, Lord. We thank you for the breakthrough. Amen.
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 Dear Lord, I want to thank all the people that were praying for Millie. I also want to ask you, Lord, to forgive me for feeling sorry for myself for the last couple of days, because I know that you're with me. Sometimes it's hard, but I know you're here. And I'm supposed to find out today what's going to happen with Millie. She's home with oxygen right now. I really thank you for letting me listen to all these people that pray. I wasn't going to call in today, but you told me to, and I know that you're with me, and I really need you now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Anyone else want to add a prayer? Otherwise, we'll have Richard finish the prayers for us.
I'd just like to pray for the lady that just prayed.
Sandy.
Sandy. Is it okay if I pray for you for a second, Sandy?
I'd like that. Thank you.
Okay. Lord, I just pray that you would just come into Sandy's space there, Lord, and lift her head. I pray that you give her encouragement, Father God, like she's never known before. And I pray, Father, that you would just surround her with your love, Lord, and let her know that you, she knows that you're always with her, but Father, give her something special today. I just pray that you would fill her love tank today in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 In unity. Amen. In unity.
Amen.
Yes.
Okay, Richard, you want to finish off our prayer, please?
Yeah. Okay. Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord God, for being here right now, Lord God, sitting in with us on this call. Father, I also lift up Sandy's friend that needs healing, and anybody else on this call that needs physical healing, or any family members of any members on this call that need healing. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for the mighty God that you are. We thank you for loving us, Lord God, when we don't deserve to be loved. Father, we thank you for being our best friend when everybody else leaves us. You're still with us, Father. And for this, Lord God, we're very grateful. Father, we continue to thank you, Lord God. We thank you. Please forgive us, Lord God, for this screwed up country that we have screwed up, Lord. Please continue to give us wisdom, people that's on this call and other Christians in this country that want to do something different for the country instead of just being Sunday Christians, Lord God. Please continue to make us action Christians, people that want to go out and do something to change the country for the better. Father, we pray against people that want to change the family. Lord God, we pray for the family to be restored to her country. A man with a woman with a man, not two women together. Lord God, we pray for this sex thing that's going on in this country to be put back in the closet, Lord. If they want this, Lord God, they can go to another country or go someplace, go to hell for that matter, Lord God. I don't think any other country would want these people. Father, we pray for our leaders in this country. We continue to pray for the leaders, continue to lift them up. We continue to lift up the Donald Trump, Lord God, as Vice President. Mike Pence, we pray for wisdom, guidance, and understanding for these two men, for their cabinets, Lord God, also for their families, Lord God. We pray for a hedge of protection to be put around these men, and one, Lord God, and also their families and their grandkids and their kids. Father, we pray for the kids, continue to pray for the kids, to pray for the unborn, Lord God. We ask, Lord God, doctors in their head, Lord God. Give them feelings in their heads, Lord God. Let them know, Lord God, that they aren't supposed to hurt these kids, Lord. We pray for abortion to be taken away, Lord. We pray for our country to be restored, Lord. We pray for these evil people like George Soros, Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, and other ones, Lord God, to be screwed up in the head. We ask, Lord God, if they want to continue to divide the country, Lord God, that you'd put on their heart to go to Mexico or go someplace else and get the hell out of this country. Father, we thank you, Lord God, again for loving us, Lord God. We thank you for this new day. We thank you for blessing our country when we don't even deserve it. We ask, Lord God, that you continue to give us wisdom, everybody that's on this call, wisdom, guidance, and understanding. Continue to use this, Lord God, to witness to our neighbors, Lord God, the free gift of salvation. Father, we pray this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Thank you all. I'll keep you all in touch with the next call. And also, in the plan is something for September 11th, trying to figure out a time and when we can use this conference call on 9/11. And also encourage you that if you want to join Melissa's prayer group, she has a prayer group on Monday and Wednesday at 8 in the morning, and anyone is invited to listen in and also to be unified in prayer there. And that's about it for this time. God bless you all. Thank you so much. You always make my heart filled with something other than darkness. It's filled with plenty of light because of each of you. Thank you very much, and God bless you, and we'll continue to pray for one another. Have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
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 Bye-bye. Bye-bye.